The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Wow, it's amazing. It's amazing what a good night's sleep will do in your own bed with your own personal MyPillow. My goodness. You know, CPAC is great, and we had a terrific time down there. It was just jam-packed. And you don't realize how, you know, just, I mean, you're up, you're running 24/7, and then when you stop, it's you crash. And so it was, I'm glad we made it through yesterday's show. Went home and went to bed, and that was it. And I was hugging my pillow through the entire night. So anyway, good to be with you. All that to say, we are raring to go today, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got a lot of very important stories to talk about. A lot of stories we're posting today over at ToddStarnes.com. We're going to get into the latest situation over in Texas in just a few moments. Also, some big news involving the 2020 presidential election. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. But I want to start with a very interesting story out of Florida. And this involves a place that many of you have gone to. Many of you are big fans of Disney World. And we've been telling you for quite some time that Disney World has gone woke, that Disney World has embraced critical race theory. Disney World has embraced the ideology and the agenda of the radical alphabet people, and that Disney is not your grandma's or grandpa's theme park anymore. Disney has gone woke. And you got to wonder what in the name of Jiminy Cricket is going on down there at the Magic Kingdom. So we have a bit of breaking news to share with you about Disney World. Every year, they host a large Christmas celebration. Now, I'll be honest with you, I have not been to Disney World for their Christmas celebration. I was there for their Halloween event. I was speaking at an event at Disneyland over in Anaheim, California, and it just coincidentally happened to be during Halloween. And all the people were dressed up in the Halloween costumes. And I made an observation at that moment that everybody that was inside Disneyland theme park was a grown-up. I saw no children. They were all grown people. So anyway, for years now, they've been doing this program called Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And it's a traditional Christmas celebration done Disney style with the fireworks and the parades. And they have the Christmas trees, and they sing the Christmas carols, and they have a beloved candlelight procession. Maybe some of you have been there and you have seen the Christmas party, the Christmas celebration at Disney World. Well, if you haven't been down there, too bad, because it's gone. Disney World has announced they are canceling Christmas. And instead, they're going to do something else. They have decided to rebrand their Christmas celebration as a generic holiday-themed celebration. You say, Todd, why are you leading off the entire show with what's happening at Disney World? And I'm going to tell you why. Because it matters. When our beloved institutions, our traditions go woke, you need to know about it. Because the only way you're going to be able to, the only way you're going to be able to facilitate change is if you are aware. And yes, we need to talk about voter fraud, and we're going to in just a matter of moments. But right now, we need to have a conversation about what we're going to do with Disney World. Disney did not explain why they did what they did, but whoever came up with that idea deserves a lump of coal in their Christmas stocking. Now, I suspect this is all about inclusivity and wokeness, and I have good reason to think that. Just the other day, they announced they were updating the Pirates of the Caribbean ride because they didn't like the way women were portrayed. They also did away with the Splash Mountain ride as far as the theme of it because it was inspired by Song of the South.
Oh, it's racist. We can't have racism at Disney World.
They're also planning to update the Jungle Cruise. They're very concerned about how Native Americans are depicted. Oh, not Native Americans, just natives.
Oh, I don't think you can say that word. You can't call them natives. You have to call them indigenous peoples.
There was even controversy a couple of months ago about Prince Charming. We all know the beautiful story. Snow White, she ate the poison apple from the crazy witch queen person, and then she keels over, and she's laying there peacefully, and all the dwarfs are lumbering about. They don't know what to do, and along comes the handsome Prince Charming. He bends over, gives her a smooch on the lips, and boom, she wakes up. It was a life-saving kiss, but the hashtag MeToo Mexican man shoe wearing crowd took great offense at that. How dare he? How dare he kiss that woman? Did he have permission? It was rape, I tell you. Rape. Disney is glorifying sexual assault. How dare you? Jeez-aloo, America. So now you got the hashtag MeToo crowd all upset. And then just last week on this program, Grace Baker, you told me this story about the announcers over at Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Disney World. But that's not what they're saying anymore.
They changed it.
That's right. Now they're saying, what are they saying now?
They're saying now, welcome dreamers of all ages.
Good evening, people of the planet Earth. Dreamers of all ages. That doesn't have the same ring to it. No, they're doing away with phrases like girls and boys and ladies and gentlemen because those terms are now considered offensive by the left. About 2 months ago, we wrote a story on ToddStarnes.com about Disney sending all of its white staffers to a white privilege training workshop. I'm telling you, people are outraged. I want to read a couple of the comments. People are weighing in on these Disney fan pages. I mean, Grace, I didn't realize this, but Disney is sort of like these Disney fans. They're sort of like the Star Wars fans. They're sort of like the Star Trek fans. You know what I'm talking about?
Like groupies?
But beyond that, I mean, these are almost, it's almost,
fanatics.
I don't want to say cult-ish, but it is sort of cult-ish.
That's the term that came to my mind. I was trying to think of another one, but that's the only one I could think of.
And I don't mean that. It's not a bad way. I'm just saying that they, I mean, this is a...
They're loyal.
It's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
No. This is like, if you're loyal, I shop at Kroger. I'm loyal. They have a loyalty customer card.
Oh.
No. This is beyond, you know...
Beyond loyalty
this
program.
This is beyond, yeah. I don't dress up in an apron when I go to get my groceries. By the way, I went out to check the mail just a moment ago. And this car drives by and stops and then backs up. I thought, oh, God,
oh,
this
no.
is it. This is it.
Grace is hosting the show today. We're doomed.
Holy cow. But she turned out to be a fan.
Aw.
So we ran into each other at a church a couple of weeks back, and she was a big fan.
And she just recognized you standing there.
Mm-hmm,
look
did.
At that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, anyway, back to Disney here. So fans are outraged, and I thought they and the fans get it. So you Disney fans, you get what's going on here. Quote, we can only believe that Disney is continuing to follow the stupidity already shown in changing cast costumes so as not to offend. So now apparently, let me stop here for a moment. Now apparently, if you are a, in the past, if you were, let's say you were a guy. So if you're a guy, you could play Mickey Mouse. You could play Peter Pan. But if you were a guy, you could not play Cinderella because Cinderella was not for a fella. It was for a gal. But now Disney is saying, you know what? No. We're gonna open it up. So do not be surprised if you're down at Disney World and Cinderella has a 5 o'clock shadow and hairy legs. Well, yeah, you'll be able to see the legs because it's a glass slipper. I'm just saying. Continuing on now, this person says that Disney is continuing to erase all gender in their traditional welcomes and greetings. Disney, I have been your biggest Mouseketeer fan for 46 years, but you are losing many of us who actually keep your business going while you try to appeal to critics and the habitually offended. Get it together or just shut down completely, because you will never make those kinds of people happy. No, this is true. This person is spot on accurate here. You're never going to make all these people happy. Another Mouseketeer noted, I'm all for equality and respecting people's differences, but now they're taking away cherished traditions from the mainstream in the name of extreme political correctness. So we don't know what's going to happen. Now they're going to call it Disney World's After Hours show. What does that even mean? Is like Minnie going to show a little bit of ankle or something?
No. That actually is a thing, the after hours. You can do, it's like you pay extra, and basically the benefit of going that late at night is that there's like no lines. So it's kind of like a fast pass to everything.
They have like booze and nightclubs? Is that it?
Not to my knowledge.
They may. I want to know.
You can buy booze in Epcot,
well,
I know.
What is this going to mean? I mean, are they going to have Christmas trees? Are they going to have the wreaths? What about the baby Jesus? Are they going to kick the baby Jesus out? Come on, Grace Baker. I want to know. I want answers.
I don't work for Disney.
America needs to know. I'm just saying, at what point do you draw the line? That's all I'm saying here, ladies and gentlemen. Where do you draw the line? I mean, at some point, they're going to have to bulldoze the entire theme park. And even then, they're not going to be happy.
Oh, that dirt. Why is that dirt only one color? What kind of a statement are you trying to make about the dirt?
Folks, do you stop going to Disney? I'm curious. I know a lot of you folks out there, you love Disney. You go down there every summer. You spend every moment you have, you know, going to Disney World, watching the Disney Channel, watching the Disney movies. At what point do you say enough is enough? At what point do you finally stand up? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. By the way, we have this story over at the live show blog. I would encourage you to read it, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
I'm sure I'm not the only one who's noticed it, but the state of our great nation has changed, and with it, so has the world's rock-solid confidence in the U.S. dollar. Thanks to our government's out-of-control spending, many believe we will see dark days ahead for the dollar. And that's why now, more than ever, I recommend you diversify with gold and silver. And the only company I recommend is American Hartford Gold. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA, and they make it so easy. They are the highest-rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. And if you call them right now, they're going to give you up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. So don't wait. Call them right now, folks. Call 855-913-1133. That's 855-913-1133. Or text Todd to 65532. That's 855-913-1133. Or text Todd to 65532.
Yeah, what is it they say about Disney? The happiest place on earth? Is that what they call Disney?
Yeah.
Not anymore. Oh, welcome to... Welcome to Disney World, you fabulous people. It's the wokest place on earth. Ooh. Come on, people. A lot of you folks want to weigh in on this, and we're going to go right to the phones here. Let's go to the beautiful state of Louisiana, the sportsman's paradise. Jay listening to us on AM 960 KROF. All right, Jay, what's on your mind about Disney?
Good morning, Todd. Well, like I was telling your producer, you know, I grew up on Disney. My mama always had it playing on the TV, various movies of all stripes, and I grew up a very moralistic person. I say my prayers. I drink my own pee. I go to church every Sunday.
Now, Jay, you know, let me stop you. Jay, let me stop you for just a moment. We're not going to dump Jay. I just want to ask you a question. Jay, now you have a mother,
You'll have to excuse me, Mark. I'm drinking urine right now.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Jay from Louisiana is an unfortunate man. Jay is one of those, what do we call them, those trolls? Yeah. So we're going to let Jay go. you know, Jay lives for this moment in life. These are the kinds of trolls that we have to deal with here on a daily basis. So, and they're very disgusting people, to be perfectly honest with you. Do we have the guy's? Oh, we do have his telephone number. We were able to get Jay's telephone number. Oh, great. You know what? I wonder if we should share Jay's telephone number on our Facebook Live page. I'm sure our listeners might love to call Jay and give them a piece of their mind. Something to think about. All right, let's go to Frank on the talk station in North Carolina. All right, Frank, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. How's it going, sir?
It's going well. Thank you, Frank.
Good. Well, I was saying to your producer, I am.
All right, let's go to Mark in New York City. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, do you really drink piss?
All right. So we're kind of getting inundated with the trolls here today, folks. Our apologies. Unfortunately, there is a group, and we did a little bit of research on these folks. They are a leftist group, and we believe they may be affiliated with Media Matters. And these people are, this is how they make their living. They try to prank call, and apparently some of the allegations around these prank callers are very troubling. And I don't want to get into all the details, but some of them have allegations of doing horrible things with kids and others. And what we're going to do is the next time we get some of these folks, we're keeping track of their phone numbers, and we will keep you posted. But we're going to probably turn this this information over to the authorities because, you know, again, we're talking about kids here, and you don't want to mess around with stuff like that. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, while all that's going on, in New York State, you have a bunch of lawmakers, Democrat lawmakers, who are now outraged over Chick-fil-A, the official chicken of our Lord. Three gay lawmakers have launched a petition drive. They say they have been triggered by Chick-fil-A. Now, they're launching this petition drive because apparently there's a huge interstate modernization project in the works up there. They're going to spend almost a half a billion dollars upgrading all of the rest stops. And if you've traveled through the Northeast, these rest stops are traditionally in the middle of the mediums of the interstates. And so you've got these rest stops, and they have like Burger King and McDonald's. Well, now they want to put in Chick-fil-A because everybody loves Chick-fil-A. It really is one of the most popular restaurants, if not the most popular fast food restaurant in America. And these three gay lawmakers are launching a petition. They want to stop Chick-fil-A from opening up any kinds of restaurants at rest stops in New York State. And the reason why, they say Chick-fil-A is anti-gay. I mean, how many times do we have to have this conversation about Chick-fil-A? Not once in the history of Chick-fil-A have they ever been accused of denying service to a gay person. So the gay lawmakers are very upset because they say Chick-fil-A donates money to gay or to anti-gay causes like the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. No, I'm not making this up. So they say
that Chick-fil-A should be put out of business because they support Christian ministries. That's what they're saying. I got to tell you, I just don't understand why gay people are so easily triggered by a plump, juicy breast tucked between hot buttered buns. Could someone explain that to me? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life, and he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you, and that's crucial because of your busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. And Mike is making a special offer just for my listeners. You get 2-for-1 low pricing plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but lots of other deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And we are sort of celebrating all of this week. The Daily Biscuit book, our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl, is still the number one Christian inspirational book in America. And we're, first of all, this is all on you guys because you have been buying up tons of copies of the book. We are so grateful for you doing that. But what makes this even more exciting is that we were actually not allowed to go on Fox News Channel to promote the book. And, of course, Fox News, whether you agree or disagree with them, they sell a lot of books. They are able to move a lot of books. So thanks to you guys and your great work, we've been able to hit the bestsellers list on Amazon. And we would love for you to get a signed copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. You could do that simply by going to our website, toddstearns.com, and you can order a copy there, and I'll be more than honored to sign one just for you. And as a bunch of folks have been telling us, these things make incredible, incredible Christmas gifts. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Joanne, Chattanooga, Tennessee, on Nuga Radio. Hi, Joanne, what's going on?
Well, I just want to say that there are more non-trolls that listen to you than the LGBT whatever. And if they don't know, they have a button that they can turn your program off if something happens to offend them. You know, they're too stupid to turn it off.
Joanne, well, and Joanne, I don't necessarily want them not to listen because we might be able to convert some of these folks. I mean, yes, they're.
Well, I know, but if all they can do is call in there and be trashy, like what goes with whatever, you know, they don't need to do that. Why can't they just say something and be civil and respectful about it? Not make it easier to try to respect them.
That, Joanne, is a very fair thought, and I know these people are sick and depraved, and you heard what they, you know, they drink their own bodily fluids. I don't know anybody who does that. That's a horrible thing. Maybe, just maybe, listening to good-hearted people like yourself, Joanne, you know, they might understand the error of their ways. Joanne, thank you for the call, and God bless you. Thanks for listening to Nuga Radio. Let's go to Howard, listening to us on the Big Lobster, WLOB. All right, Howard, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Todd? I was just making a comment about the Disney. My family and my family's in-laws, I have two children with six grandchildren. And between us all, we had six trips planned to Disney that have now been canceled. Instead, we're sending all of our grandchildren to a Christian camp up here in Maine, up in the mountains, where we have an actual camp up in Well. And it's a wonderful camp. The kids love it. They want to go every year. So that's where they're going. And we're going to just keep doing that. And Disney is out.
You know, Howard, I remember growing up back in the day, and summertime, Dad would load up the Oldsmobile. We had a bright blue Oldsmobile, and we'd head over to Arkansas across the Mississippi River Bridge, and we'd go into the Ozark Mountains. And we didn't have Disney, but we certainly had big mountains and lakes and creeks and a lot of great stuff to do in the outdoors.
That's right. And these kids get it all. And they not only get that, but they get a good background. And we're all Christians. We all believe. And if this country doesn't turn around and start paying attention to what's going on, we are going to be in a mess. You are doing a great job, and I can't applaud you enough and your team. You get the word out, and please, please don't change and keep going.
Oh, Howard, we're not changing for – no, sir, we're not doing that. We are honored to be fighting the good fight for every freedom-loving American in this country, including yourself. So, Howard, God bless you, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for all of our listeners there on WLOB. Let's go to North Carolina. Matt on the line. Matt, let's get right to it. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Grace told me that about the trolls. I was listening. Why? I told Sebastian Gorka, sir, why would they waste their time with a national radio host, number one? I would call Disney World, number two. And number three, a regional host around here, two of them spoke very highly of you at your performance at CPAC. I was listening.
Well, you're very kind to say that, Matt. Well, we had a great time at CPAC, and the crowd was very warm, very receptive to us, and thank you for those kind words. Look, Matt, I think one of the reasons why they do this, this is all part of a strategy. Folks like Media Matters and the radical LGBTQ human rights campaign, which is a hate group, by the way, the human rights campaign is a legitimate hate group. And they target Christians and they target conservatives. And we have a great big target on this radio program. And look, we don't care. We would rather draw the fire. I mean, we're able to take it as long as they don't target other people. You know, we're glad to be able to stand in the line of fire here. But that's what they do. And it's pretty pathetic. Absolutely pathetic what they do, Matt, but that's who these people are. They're depraved. They don't know any better. And I really do hope, Matt, listening to callers like yourself, that maybe they see the error of their ways.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Matt, thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. By the way, I want to go back to this Chick-fil-A story out of New York State. I'm just surprised. I thought this was settled, right? Just like settled science. I thought that we've been fighting this battle since 2012. Chick-fil-A, now under attack in New York State. Chick-fil-A says, look, we don't have a political agenda. We don't have a social agenda. We just want to serve everybody chicken. Is that a problem? Well, apparently it is to these gay lawmakers. And we've actually reached out to them because we want them to come on the show. We want them to explain themselves. I just want to hear, where is there evidence that Chick-fil-A has discriminated against gay people? As a matter of fact, I would be willing, you know what? I would be willing to bet a Chick-fil-A sandwich and waffle fries. Yes, I said it, waffle fries. I would be willing to bet that there are gay listeners in our audience right now who love Chick-fil-A and support Chick-fil-A and have never had a bad experience at the Chick-fil-A. I'm just telling you. So we'll see how all this plays out, but don't be surprised if they end up, you know, putting, I don't know, KFC up there. But they may even ban KFC, you know, because that's a Southern Fried Chicken place. And, wow, they really get triggered by the chicken up there. I mean, at least the breast. I don't, maybe the legs. I don't know. I do not know. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we're going to start this conversation here, And we will have more to say about this later with Jenna Ellis. Jenna Ellis, former attorney for President Trump, is going to be on this program. And there has been some interesting information that has come out in the past 24 hours about election fraud. And I'm going to say this, and I want you to hear this from me first. I've been saying all along that there was fraud in the 2020 presidential election. No doubt about it. But we don't have any evidence. But now we're getting some evidence. But the evidence that has come out in the past 24 hours has disturbed me even more. A former U.S. attorney is alleging that he was told not to investigate allegations of voter fraud in Pennsylvania. William McSwain is a former U.S. attorney in Pennsylvania. He said in a letter written to President Trump that his office had received a number of calls alleging voter fraud, voter irregularities in the 2020 presidential election. And I want to read this quote to you in the letter. We actually have a copy of the letter that Mr. McSwain sent to President Trump. He said, "President Trump, you are right to be upset about the way Democrats ran the 2020 presidential election in Pennsylvania. It was a disgrace." This is from Mr. McSwain. And again, you can read the entire letter at toddstearns.com. "Attorney General Barr instructed me not to make any public statements or put out any press releases regarding possible election irregularities. I was also given a directive to pass along serious allegations to the state attorney general for investigation, the same state attorney general who had already declared that you could not win." Now, President Trump called the allegations outrageous. And just a little while ago, our good friend Bernie Carrick weighed in on this. And he said, "Hey, look, there is a lot more going on here." As a matter of fact, just in Pennsylvania, and I want you to hear this, these are the allegations that the U.S. attorney was told to ignore. All right, we're talking about legitimate allegations. As many as, and keep in mind here, the margin in Pennsylvania, 68,000 votes. Over 8,000 people voted who were confirmed to be dead. 682,777 mail-in ballots were counted without a single Republican viewing or verifying the ballots, the names, the signatures, the addresses, or the dates. The Secretary of State election results were removed from the Internet. Nobody got to see them. In the primary, 1.9 million mail-in ballots were sent out. 2.4 million mail-in ballots were actually counted. The number of mail-in ballots returned, 1.4 million. The number of mail-in ballots not returned, 360,000. It just goes on and on and on here, folks. What you say, "Todd, what are you telling us?" I'm telling you that something very bad happened in 2020. And something tells me, as a matter of fact, I will read to you what Bernie Carrick wrote to me just a few moments ago. He said, "This is what Rudy Giuliani and the legal team knew in mid-November. They knew that the Attorney General Bill Barr was ordering people not to investigate. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a crime. And we've got to get to the bottom of that. We've got to get to the bottom of it." We're also going to be talking with Jenna Ellis about this crazy story about the RNC fighting against the Trump campaign as well. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stern Show. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Bob in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Oh, nothing much. You doing all right?
I'm good, thank you.
Let me ask you, Trump organization hasn't paid cities for security. I've read several.
I think we lost Bob there. Bob, give us a call back if you make it on there. Make it back. Sounds like he was in a bad cell area. Interesting audio. So you've got these Democrats. There's a big fight over protecting the integrity of the ballot box in Texas. And you had a bunch of Democrats that instead of standing their ground and allowing the vote to happen, they decided to leave the state. They've done this before. These are, I got to tell you, if you're a Democrat, you should, I just don't know how you can look at yourself in the mirror. I mean, yeah, I know that you guys are a part of a party that, you know, likes to kill unborn babies. But, I mean, the sheer cowardice of not being able to stand your ground. So instead of standing there and voting and accepting the outcome, what happened? Well, a bunch of the Democrats fled. They fled Texas and went to Washington, D.C. By the way, did you see the photograph in the plane? Not a single person was wearing a face mask. I mean, as far as you could see, facial nudity among the Democrats. So they get to Washington, D.C., and then they're standing on the steps of the Capitol, and they're singing. And we actually have the audio here. Let's take a listen.
We will overcome. We will overcome. We will overcome someday. I do believe we shall overcome today.
Wow, that was terrible. That was horrible. Can we play that again?
We will overcome. We will overcome. We will overcome.
Oh, man.
We will overcome today.
A little pitchy there. A little pitchy. So there you have it. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, now saying that he will arrest the Democrats. He will have them arrested once they step back on Texas soil. We'll see how all that plays out. Abbott is in a interesting spot right here. He has to make good on this. He is so despised right now by the rank and file Republicans in Texas that if he does not make good on this, if he allows these Democrats to come back to the Lone Star State and they are not arrested, then it's over for Abbott. He may as well not even spend money on a campaign sign. He's not going to win. He's not going to win. So if I'm Abbott's campaign manager, I'm telling him, Governor, you need to be there at the airport when this private jet lands, and you need to personally oversee the arrest of all of these Democrat renegade lawmakers who left the state. If Greg Abbott doesn't do that, he may as well pack it in. It's over. Because you know who would? Alan West would do it. He sure would. Oh, by the way, my good friend Larry Elder, who is going to be either on the show sometime today, we are trying to work this out with his campaign team. Larry Elder, great talk show host. You folks listening to him on KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis. Larry Elder announcing yesterday that he is running for the governor of California. And I think he would be an incredible choice. Larry Elder, born and raised there in the state of California, and announcing his candidacy yesterday, now taking a leave of absence, so he's not going to be on the radio, but he is going to be out on the campaign trail, and I think he would make a terrific governor of the state of California. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on as well. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here, pay some bills, catch up on the news. ToddStarnes.com is our website. Order a copy of the Biscuit Book. We'll be right back.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, during the commercial break there, the Republicans over in the Texas State House have approved arrest warrants against the Democrats who fled the state. Oh, this is going to be great. We'll see if they send the Texas Rangers. Where's Chuck Norris at? This is a job for Chuck Norris. Anyway, we'll see how all this plays out, but somebody's going to jail somewhere in Texas. That's the bottom line here. Good to have you with us. Hour two of the big show. By the way, Penn State, they're teaching the kids about critical race theory. And I've got we have a couple of sound bites here. You know, part of me feels bad for these children, but they're morons. And moms and dads, a big part of that is on you. You have a responsibility, dare I say, a constitutional responsibility, not to raise a moron. Cut number one.
And what that means is the following. I just take the average white guy in class, whoever it is. It doesn't really matter, dude. Dude, this guy right here. Dude, look, stand up, bro. What's your name, bro?
Russell.
Look at Russell here. Russell has, Sean, I'm making your argument for you, right? Look at Russell right here. Just doesn't matter what he does. If I match him up with a black guy in class, or a brown guy even, but let me just stay with a black guy in class who's just like him, has the same GPA, looks like him, walks like him, talks like him, acts in the similar way, has been involved in the same groups on campus, takes the same leadership positions, does whatever it is. If I match him up against that person, we send him into the same jobs. Upon graduation, he's done everything he's supposed to do, and the person I match him with has done everything he has been supposed to do. He's supposed to do at Penn State, right? They tell you, right? Do it, man. Go see your advisors and go do this and go do internships and do. And if you did this, if Russell did the same things as just the next somebody else I find in this classroom, and they go through 4 years here exactly together, Russell has a benefit of having white skin.
Now, I want to ask you a couple of questions here. This guy, the professor, by the way, his name is Dr. Sam Richards. He is a professor at Penn State University. This happened during a classroom lecture. This entire lecture was videoed. So the guy who was asked to stand up, the average white guy, everybody knows who this guy is. Everybody. There were 700 people in the lecture hall. And the professor, without knowing anything about this white student, said that this kid had privilege. I mean, you heard what Dr. Richard says. He says, I just take the average white guy in class, and it really doesn't matter who. This guy is a sociology professor, very popular around campus. And he was teaching the children about systemic racism. This is going on at university campuses across the nation. And yet they'll sit back and tell you, well, we don't know anything about critical race theory. What are you talking about? We don't teach critical race theory. That, ladies and gentlemen, is critical race theory. That's what's going on here. Could you imagine if the professor, all right, let's just take the average black student. The guy would have already been fired from his job. But that's what they do. That's who they are. These are very bad people. They're indoctrinating your kids. And now you got poor white. Now they're training up white people to apologize for being white. And you say, Todd, that's absurd. That's absurd. You've gone too far this time, Starnes. You've gone too far this time. There's no way any child, there's no way any white child in America would apologize for the color of their skin.
Bro, how's it feel knowing that push comes to shove? Like, your skin's kind of nice.
I don't know. I mean, it makes me feel, like, sad because, like, God knows I don't deserve it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't choose to be white. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it makes me upset that, like, you know, my brothers and sisters of, like, other races can't, like, experience those things for something that I didn't, like, you know, I didn't do anything to, like, deserve that. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. It just makes me upset.
So this is the problem with white people. The question then becomes is, what should we do?
You heard it right there. This white kid, almost on the verge of tears, in his college class, saying, I didn't choose to be white. No, you did not, but you did choose to be a moron. That's on you, sir. But what critical race theory is teaching is that God made a mistake when he made white people. God made a mistake when he made white people. And that's why you have pastors around America that are now from the pulpit. This is happening in, and we're going to play some audio from, we shared this with you yesterday, from Dallas, Georgia. This is the pastor of a mega church who is out there calling on white people to repent. The guy is on the verge of a mental breakdown at the pulpit of this church, on the stage. Take a listen.
Terrence, today, the reason why I wanted us to do this lament together is because I'm just brokenhearted. And I'm broken for what I see in our country. I'm broken and I'm lamenting the ways that people have even come to me and continue to deny that there's an issue in our country and in our churches. There's a pastor somewhere who came after you who's standing to preach today. That's not the church that Jesus died for. Terrence, I've thought a lot about what I'm about to say. I want to say I'm sorry. I want to say I'm sorry for the ways that in my past that I have been a denier of this. That there's still racism in the body of Christ and in our country. Terrence, I can't apologize on behalf of the church. I'm not a senior pastor. You and I know how our pastor feels about this. He's made it clear he wants to see biblical reconciliation. I'm not an elected official. I can't apologize on behalf of a community or country. What I can do is apologize on behalf of my family.
Golly.
And maybe that's what we need to do.
Be a man, dude.
House to house. Family by family. Person by person. Say, man, I'm sorry. This is...
Folks, I'm telling you. This is... Have you been exposed to this kind of white shaming? Have you seen this firsthand? That's what we just heard in the church house there in the state of Georgia. We're not talking about Berkeley. We're talking about Dallas, Georgia. But to expose your kids to this kind of stuff is appalling in the public school classroom. But this is what's happening. And by the way, this is happening on the college level. It's happening on the high school, middle school, even elementary school now. And I don't know what's wrong with me right now, Grace. I don't know. Something is not right.
Maybe you're just speechless.
No. I'm feeling tingly all over. And I'm feeling, I don't know, that pastor. I don't know. Maybe the pastor.
Is it your Caucasian?
I don't know. Of the Caucasian persuasion. I don't know. Tears are starting to. Maybe it's not tears. Maybe it's the allergies. I don't know. I'm feeling emotional. And just hearing that pastor, maybe I'm under conviction right now.
It's okay, Todd.
Grace, I don't know if I can hold this back. I'm just so ashamed. Grace, I'm ashamed because I'm a white man.
Grace. I don't know quite how to handle this.
Oh, my God, Grace, what have I done? What have I, Grace, I mow my lawn. My lawn is kept up, Grace. Oh, my God, what kind of a horrible person am I?
It's okay, Todd, we'll get you a therapist.
Grace, I pay my bills on time. Oh, my God, what's wrong with me? And my diction, I have proper diction. That's my white privilege showing, Grace. Oh, my God, what's wrong with me?
It's okay, we'll purge it.
Oh, Grace. Grace, oh, I listened to Reba and Dolly. I repent. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so ashamed. I'm so ashamed, Grace. What's wrong with me?
You're just white, Todd.
Oh, I got to go to the tanning salon. We've got to do something. Oh, my God. Oh, I wear blue jeans. Oh, my God. Oh, it's terrible. I'm such a horrible, horrible person. And Lawrence Welk, I want to apologize. My parents made us watch Lawrence Welk. It was a white people show. Oh, it's horrible, Grace.
Did you watch Andy Griffith?
Oh, I repent. I'm sorry.
No more Andy Griffith.
No more Aunt B. Oh, no.
No more Aunt B.
No Barney Fife. Oh, my God. What about Dukes of Hazzard? Oh,
no.
It was a Daisy Dukes and Enos. He was a deputy sheriff. It was a horrible name, but he was white. I'm so sorry. And pickup trucks. Dear God.
Those got to go.
I'm ashamed. I just need, you know what? The pastor's right. I'm just going to walk the aisle and confess my whiteness. Idiots. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
You know, folks, as the music keeps playing here, bring that down just a little bit there, Kyle. Maybe we should have a daily lamentation for white people here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We could just repent of our white privilege, repent of our whiteness, our Caucasianness, our honkiness. Maybe that's what we ought to do here. All right, bring it back up, Kyle.
Deep, dark depression, excessive misery.
Whoa!
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
All right, where's Grace Baker at?
I'm trying to find you a therapist.
By the way, hee-haw.
I was looking up numbers. Write it down.
By the way, hee-haw is the epitome of white privilege.
Oh, really?
Great TV show back in the day. So, Grace, I know you have a lot of millennial friends and Generation Z friends.
Yeah.
You're kind of in the know. You're popular around Memphis.
I try.
So I want to ask.
My dog's more popular.
So I want to give you some questions to ask your friends.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Because you might have some friends who are of the woke persuasion.
Okay.
So ask your friend. All right, let's say, let's see here, Sally. Sally, do you own slaves? That just write that down. Sally,
okay,
do you own slaves?
Done.
Sally, do you have to work for a living?
Okay.
Sally, mm-hmm. Do you have anybody that pays your bills?
Okay.
And if Sally doesn't own slaves, then and Sally has a job and has to work, then Sally, guess what? Sally does not have privilege. You're not Sally is not a racist.
I'm writing all this down.
Nobody, and you need, so you're going to ask these questions, and you're going to help them come to terms with the fact that it's okay to be white. It's okay to be white in America. It's okay to be black in America. It's okay to be Asian American in America. It's okay to be Hispanic in America, or Latino, or whatever. It's okay. God did not make a mistake when he made you white. That's what you need to tell little Sally. I know you're, that's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot, but I'll get it written down.
All right. I just want to try to help you out there. All right, let's go to the phones here. Bud thinks I need help, professional help. Bud listening to us on The Talk Station in North Carolina. All right, Bud, what's up?
Hey, buddy. Hey, listening to you, I got a revelation. I had to pull off the road. You had me so messed up. I was laughing so hard, but then I got to thinking, I felt the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost told me just because I'm white, I'm not racial.
Well, there you go. You see, Bud, you're catching on here. They literally want you to believe, honest to goodness, as soon as the baby comes out of the mama, and that little baby is a white child, they're slapping the racist sticker on the child. That's what they believe.
That is
a lie. From the pit of hell, Bud.
I'm telling you, my grandson come home the other day and said one of them teachers said that to him. And he got in a little bit of trouble because he said something back to her he shouldn't have. He heard me say. And he's a good boy, but he knows that that ain't right. Because he's not racial, and I'm not racial, and you're not racial. But I think you do need a Valium.
Bud, you're a good. Hey, Bud, we're coming to North Carolina very soon on the book tour. So we'll have to fellowship together, and I'll bring the Valium. All right, thanks for the call there. Bud says I need a Valium. By the way, a lot of you are weighing in here on the Facebook live stream. Michelle says, Todd, I repent of my whiteness and living in a mobile home in my youth. Oh, yes. If you're a white person living in a trailer park listening to country music, and especially if you have those tires that have been cut in half and they're used as lawn decorations, yeah, you got white privilege. You got white privilege. Mary says, Todd, I love Lawrence Welk, and I am black. Good for you, Mary. I am still waiting to meet the Lennon sisters and Kathy Lee. Todd, you are playing, but I am praying that you have true conviction of who Jesus really is. Oh, she's not a fan. I hope she's a fan. We are being a little sarcastic here. Carrie says, no more Gilligan's Island. There were no white people. Yeah, there were only white people on Gilligan's Island. Well, except for the savages. Oh, we're not allowed to call them savages. What do we call them? Indigenous peoples? By the way, Grace, did you notice? Can we go back to the We Shall Overcome people, the Lawrence Welk singers there? Yeah, I want to. Can we just play something for a moment here? I want to hear something. No, that's not it. No, this is the We Shall Overcome.
That's much more pleasant, though.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, look, you've had me listen to the gay choir, and now, you know, this. Come on.
Well, let's listen to the Democrats here just for a second. Can I just say something here, Grace? That reminds me. Remember, what is it, the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Is that the Oompa Loompas or the Munchkins?
I think you're getting them mixed up. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
The little midget people.
Charlie
remember the same?
Charlie the Chocolate Factory is the Oompa Loompas. That's from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, is that?
And that is, I think they called them the Munchkins.
They sound like Munchkins. They really, I mean, I mean, go back and listen to it.
It's just that one person.
I'm just telling you. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Honor to have you with us. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Tim Murtaugh with us. Tim, very interesting developments out of Texas, where the Republicans in the State House have now signed off on arrest warrants for the Democrats who took off to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, I got to say, that's probably just exactly what the Democrats wanted when they pulled this stunt. But let's talk about the Democrats, first of all. We've all seen them all over the TV in the last 24 hours or so. And I have to say, Todd, what a story of heroism that these people are undertaking. I mean, these courageous Texas state Democrats traveling at great personal risk via private jet, borne by private charter buses, and their only means of communication is the entire national news media. I mean, it is amazing that they are surviving this ordeal, and I think that maybe we ought to consider erecting a monument of some sort to their courage and bravery.
Well, that's a fair point. you know, it's just, it's mind-blowing. And I know it's a private jet, but the photos, nobody wearing a face mask, everybody crammed into this tiny little jet. All of a sudden, the China virus no longer an issue now when the Democrats are in charge.
Sure. Now picture this. Reverse this situation and make all these lawmakers, make them Republicans from Texas or anywhere else, right? And make them fleeing the state to escape some legislation that the media approves of that is being pursued by a Democrat majority in that state legislature. And then imagine the Republicans posting a picture of themselves on a private jet, not wearing masks, and now try to envision how the media would portray that story. Pretty sure that we'd be hearing about lawmakers who are shirking their duties to subvert the will of the elected majority, using a private jet, and recklessly endangering others by refusing to wear masks. That's probably what the media would say if you just swapped out the D for the R next to these folks' names.
Tim, the interesting thing about this story, there are so many different layers. Now you have Greg Abbott saying that the legislators will be arrested upon return. Now, this is fascinating because Abbott, and I was in Texas over at CPAC, during CPAC last week, and I didn't realize how much trouble this guy is in. I mean, he is really facing some blowback from some of the policies, including the China virus thing, and, of course, the when the grid went down during the winter. If he does not follow through on this, I think he could be done.
Well, it's a very delicate dance that he's trying to pull off here. Yeah, and I think that this is, I think a lot of Republicans in the base probably want these lawmakers to be arrested upon their return. But I think what also ought to be considered is that that's probably exactly what the Democrat lawmakers want. I mean, look at the spectacle that they've tried to make this out of already, posting pictures on social media and doing live TV interviews from the bus en route from Dulles Airport to Washington, D.C., have meeting with Democrat lawmakers in Washington in full view of all the reporters and the cameras. I mean, the greatest thing that they could hope for is to get arrested in front of the television cameras when they return to Texas. And I think it's remarkable. I think the overarching story here is that it's remarkable the hypocrisy of both Democrats and the news media with regard to what the actual issue is here. Republicans in Texas are trying to pass election security measures to promote ballot integrity to ensure the security of our elections. These Democrats are fleeing the state to avoid voting on that, effectively enacting a filibuster by leaving the state. And they're being heralded by the media as heroes for doing so. Meanwhile, in Washington, Republicans use the filibuster, and they're called racists for doing so, and said, oh, the filibuster is a relic to the Jim Crow era. And so I guess it depends whether or not the filibuster is a good or a bad thing on who is, in fact, using it.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Tim Murtaugh. Tim, President Trump shared an item last night, a letter from a former U.S. attorney from Pennsylvania, who says he was told by William Barr, then the attorney general, to not investigate any claims of voter fraud, to send those right up the food chain after in the days after the 2020 presidential election. Congressman Matt Gaetz is now saying that he's not the only U.S. attorney that was given those instructions. Is there any smoke here, any fire to these allegations?
Well, I don't really know. I can't claim to have any knowledge of what it was Attorney General Barr's instructions to the U.S. attorneys, if any. And I don't know. I think that McSwain's office has confirmed that the letter is authentic. But I have no idea what transpired amongst all those folks at the Justice Department. What I do know and what I can tell you is that a look back and an auditing of the election in 2020 in Pennsylvania and in Arizona and in Georgia and other states is something that millions of Americans in Pennsylvania, for example, millions of people have no faith in the security of our electoral process any longer. And for people who stand in the way of auditing that election, like Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, I mean, I think if they truly believe that the election of 2020 was so pristine and so perfect, then why would they object to an examination of it? What is it exactly that they are afraid of? But as far as what went on between Barr and the U.S. attorneys, I mean, I can't sit here and tell you that I have any idea.
But you know what I'd like to find out, and I'd like for Bill Barr to explain himself and his actions. I think we're all deserving of that. I think we need to know. If you've got U.S. attorneys, former U.S. attorneys, writing these kinds of letters, I think we're deserving of some explanation so that we can figure out what really happened back in 2020.
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think that's true at all levels. I mean, the national news media has been very quick to just say everybody needs to move on. And remember, it's a different standard than what they applied in the year 2000. Where Al Gore was afforded all sorts of latitude in pursuing something, and that was just in one state. That was just in Florida. But now the news media's attitude is that, look, that's over and done with. We have to move on now. And I don't think that there is any problem with looking state to state and finding out what exactly occurred on the ground. In Pennsylvania, we have something called Act 77, which enabled the no-excuse mail-in voting. And take a look at what happened. In the 2016 presidential election, less than 300,000 Pennsylvanians voted by mail. Less than 300,000. In the 2020 election, with no-excuse absentee voting, more than 2.6 million people voted by mail. Local elections officials were not ready for that, and all kinds of chaos ensued. And if you want to try to tell me that folks were dealing with 2.6 million mail-in ballots, everything went like clockwork in counting those ballots for the first time they've ever had to do that, I'm just not going to buy that argument.
All right, Tim, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, sir. Folks, we've got links to Tim's website and social media accounts over on the live show blog. Tim, appreciate you.
You bet, Todd. Thank you, and always happy to be back with you.
All right, Tim Murtaugh, folks. Great American patriot there. But, yeah, this is fascinating. Greg Abbott says that when those lawmakers get back on Texas soil, he will have them arrested. He says everybody has a job, and they must show up and do that job. And state representatives have that same responsibility. We've got pictures up on our website, the Texas Democrats escaping the tyranny of Texas. And now they're drinking beer and hanging out with Lord knows who in Washington, D.C., so... Now, I want to go back. Can we go back? We've got this. So we were, before the break, I was making the point that the people singing, the state lawmakers who were singing the song from Texas, they sounded a lot like the Now, Grace, are they Oompa Loompas or are they the Munchkin people?
From Wizard of Oz?
The little midget people.
It's the Munchkins.
Oh, the Munchkins. All right. So let's, first of all, let's take a listen to We Shall Overcome.
We will overcome. We will overcome. We will overcome someday.
Okay, that's all I can stomach. All right, so, and now we have the Munchkin Little People. Let's take a listen.
We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild.
Very similar.
And in the name of
the resemblance is uncanny.
It really is.
We wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land.
We will overcome.
Munchkin Land.
It's the one lady.
It's the one lady. That is a piercing voice. That is a piercing voice.
It's just that one lady. The others are all, I mean, they're all off key, don't get me wrong, but I can't sing either, so I'm not going to say anything about that. But that one lady.
She's that one person. You know when you're in church on Sunday and you have the special singer for the offertory and they say, pray for the special music? That's that woman. That's, I'm just saying. All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Tim Murtaugh says we need to erect a statue to honor the Democrats and their heroism in fleeing the state of Texas. Doug, the T-shirt guy from Illinois. Doug, you have a recommendation.
I do, Todd, but first off, you know, I was listening to the radio show, and to be perfectly honest, you guys kept playing that clip of them singing, and I turned it down. But now I'm on hold, and I really couldn't get away from it without hanging up, and I really didn't want to do that. But that was terrible. That was absolutely terrible.
It's horrible.
But I was thinking, you know, they want to erect a memorial, and I'm thinking that Rainbow Butt Monkey Dildo guy, that's, you know, if they made a memorial to him, you know, statue, and then dedicated it to the Democrats, I don't see how they could argue with that.
You know, this is a terrific idea, Doug. And now for some of if you were not listening to the show yesterday, there was a library that had a drag queen story hour, and the guest drag queen was dressed as a rainbow dildo butt monkey, and the butt monkey was invited to entertain the children, anatomically correct. And the library apologized. And Doug, the library said, oh, my God, we had no idea that Mr. Rainbow Dildo right. Butt Monkey was inappropriate for children. We had no idea. Doug, it's a crazy world out there.
Oh, amen, brother. I tell you, I'm praying every day. And it's been a while since I've chatted with you. You guys are doing a phenomenal job. As always, I just sit back and enjoy and laugh and try not to wreck my truck.
Well, so. Don't do that. Don't do that, Tuck.
No.
All right, brother. No. We'll keep it.
Again, outstanding job. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the kind words. Keep it between the ditches out there. That's what they say out there. We have a lot of truckers, by the way, that listen to this program, and we love all of you guys. By the way, I'll have to get the name of this from Caleb Park, our managing editor. We stopped at the largest truck stop I think I've ever seen in America, somewhere in Arkansas or Texas. I don't know. It was right outside of Dallas.
Was it Bucky's?
It was Bucky's. That's where like a little beaver creature.
Yep. That's where it started in Texas.
It was like a Walmart for truckers.
Did you go inside?
No. I stayed inside. But the fellas, you know, Alan Pillow and Caleb Park, we were all three down at CPAC. And they went in and got the kolaches.
The what?
It's a kolache. And I'm not going to do it justice, but if any of our Texas listeners, and we have a lot listening to us on AM 1160, that's the big talker in Dallas, maybe you guys can explain to us what the kolache is. But all I know is it's sweet or savory, but it's delicious.
Mm. Well, going to Bucky's is quite the experience.
Oh, we got to take a break here. We will continue that thought. And if you know what a kolache is, give us a call because I don't know. I just know they're good. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I had no idea that Buc-ee's was a national chain, but apparently it is. I'm on the website. That's Buc-ee's.com, Buc-ee's.com. Got a little beaver there, you know, with the buck tooth. It says, potty like a rock star. That's what it says on the front cover there of the Buc-ee's website. Been around since 1982. The thing is massive, and all I know is I counted about 30 ice machines out of the front. Hey, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Our good friend Steve, hanging out in Central Arkansas. Steve, how's it going today?
Hey, Todd, going pretty good. I was listening to you play the Texas Democrats singing their little song, and then earlier you played the old hee-haw jingle of gloom, despair, agony on me.
Whoa!
I kind of put two and two together. Wouldn't that be the perfect theme song for the Democratic Party?
That could be the theme song for the Biden administration.
Right. They could do the chorus, and then they could make up a line about whatever little policy they were trying to push at the time, and then sandwich it between another round of the chorus, and it just tells their whole story.
Steve, I like the way you think. By the way, you know, we were driving through your beautiful state over the weekend, and we should have asked you for a good place to stop and grab some food in Arkansas.
Well, next time you come through, give me a call. Grace has got my number. Give me a call and come by the house, and I'll feed you.
Well, hey, we'll be there now. All right. But Avery, he's an eater. He's skinny, but he can still pack away some food.
Well, I've got some advice for Avery anyway.
Oh, that's good.
Y'all are always trying. Have you got time for it?
No, well, unfortunately, we don't, Steve, but Avery will be with us tomorrow, so maybe give us a holler back.
Okay. Right. It's some woman advice.
Oh, definitely call back tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve. Wow. So the callers want to give Avery some marriage advice or woman advice.
Oh, Grace. My. I'll be interested to hear that, too, considering I'm a woman.
Well, but you're married.
Yeah. So I can give some advice, right?
Well, I mean, yes. Yes, that came out wrong, but yes, so... Anyway, this Buc-ee's thing, this fascinates me. I've never seen a convenience store, a truck stop that large before.
People go out of their way to stop at a Buc-ee's on a road trip because we don't have them around here.
Mm. So there are like questions, you know, if you Google it. And they want to know, what are the Buc-ee's beaver nuggets made of?
What?
Apparently it's a delectable, puffy, yet crunchy corn nugget with a brown sugar caramel coating. That is not what I thought of when I first heard the term beaver nuggets. I'm just going to... Grace. I'm just telling you. There you go. It's a snack.
Is that brown sugar, really?
I gotta love brown sugar. We'll be right back. Jenna Ellis coming up next.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. Welcome to Hour 3 of the big show. Good to have you with us today. And if you are well-behaved, ladies and gentlemen, we will not play the Democrats, the Munchkins, singing the Oompa Loompa song. Wow. That really was bad. It was like American Idol cringeworthy bad. It really was. But good to have you with us here. Hey, write down this telephone number, 844-747-8868. You will need that if you want to call in. ToddStarnes.com is our website. And lots of great information for you to check out there, including getting a signed copy of my brand new book, now the number one Christian inspirational book in America, according to Amazon, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Draw. And we're happy to sign a copy for you today. So look, a good friend of this program, Jenna Ellis, has been making headlines and has been dropping some shocking, shocking allegations about what has been going on behind the scenes over at the RNC. Jenna is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jenna, good to have you back with us. It's been a while.
Great to talk to you, Todd. Thanks for having me.
So I want to start with the latest news, which is this is the headline from USA Today. Donald Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis leaves GOP. Official called her election claims a joke. First, is this true? Have you left the Republican Party?
I have, yes. I am changing my voter registration to unaffiliated, and I am no longer willing to support a party that not only lies repeatedly, but also clearly is not interested in championing conservative values. And, you know, they haven't been for some time, Todd. And I've been trying to, you know, work with the RNC to say, you know, hey, you're losing a lot of evangelicals. You're losing a lot of Christians who support fundamental values. I mean, Rana did in support of Pride Month. You know, that's certainly not, this whole big tent philosophy is not conserving the principles of liberty. But to have the RNC at this point absolutely lie about this story, Rana refused to fire Justin Reamer, the chief counsel, in November when she promised President Trump that she would. I was there when she made that promise. This is just something that shouldn't be tolerated. And the RNC operates off of money of donors. They were undermining the election integrity efforts all the way. They give to them and give to the election integrity effort when the Trump legal team never saw a dime of that. I am not willing to support that type of fraud.
Jenna, the I want you to take us through this this moment where you received a message. I believe you were at dinner with Rudy Giuliani and Bernie Kerik, who's another friend of this program. Take us through that moment and what happened and what was in that message.
Yes. So we were at dinner in Washington, D.C. It was actually November 28th. And the reason I know that is because I have text message exchanges with Ronna McDaniel from that night. And I received from an insider at the RNC this email and a couple of others from Justin Reamer, who's the legal counsel. And it said, quote, "I'm really not trying to give you a hard time, but what Rudy and Jenna are doing is a joke and they're getting laughed out of court. It's setting us back in our fight for election integrity, and they're misleading millions of people who have wishful thinking that the president is going to somehow win this thing," unquote. Justin also said, allegedly and apparently in other meetings, that and also in email, that the RNC fundraises more when Democrats are in office. He was undermining the entire election integrity effort. So I showed this to Rudy and Bernie. We were all totally stunned. I knew Justin Reamer, had talked to him repeatedly through this effort. So Rudy got him on the phone. He denied it to Rudy. I was there. And then we called Ronna McDaniel and said, "Listen, this is not okay. You are telling all of our base and Trump supporters that you're fighting for election integrity." At that time, she said, "You're absolutely right. He will be gone by morning." She told President Trump that. And then what ended up happening, we didn't find out till months after the election integrity effort was over and after January 20th, that Rana didn't fire him. He basically just went dark. And then she is still backing Justin Reamer, and she's claiming that this story is false. That is absolutely a lie. And I have the text message to prove it. And I tweeted that out. And I also said that on my show, Just the Truth, on Real America's Voice last night.
So we reached out to the RNC and our team here, and we've got some of the best show bookers in the business working on this program. And they asked Rana to come on this program, and they said she could not do that. And there's no indication of when she will. They would not provide a statement for us regarding the claims that you've made. Are you surprised that Rana, that no one from the RNC would come on this program? Normally they do. They were hounding us over the weekend to get their people on my show. But now all of a sudden, when we need them for a legitimate reason, they're nowhere to be found.
Oh, I'm not shocked at all. This is typical for them. And, you know, Rana went on Newsmax this morning. She refused to be paneled with me. Newsmax asked her that. Typically, you know, in fairness, she doesn't like panels, but she refused to be paneled with me. She still denied the story. But the fact that she won't come on with me directly, and no one from the RNC is willing to come on with you when they know that you're going to ask her or the spokesperson these directed questions, it's so obvious that they have something to hide. And when they went to Business Insider that broke this story and they just denied the claim is false, that was absolutely a lie. And so what the RNC does is they just try to manipulate the narrative. They try to just say, oh, it's in the past. This is why Michael Wolff is a known liar. You know, they say stuff like that rather than getting to the truth of the story. And this is something that the American people and the true Trump supporters and America First supporters need to know, that the RNC did not back him, did not back getting to the truth of the election integrity claims. It is absolutely despicable, Todd, that they are unwilling to come on with you and just tell the American people the truth.
Now, Jenna, you had these text messages.
Yes.
Are you going to release these to the public so they can see the evidence? Because that is a lot. You know how this business goes. They're going to deny it. But if you've got the Kraken, as they say, why not just go ahead and release it?
I did already. And so I did on my show last night. I read the text of the emails. And when Rana went on Newsmax this morning and still denied it, I released on Twitter a screenshot of my text message to her at 7 p.m. on November 28th. Saying, you know, the mayor wanted you to see this, or per the mayor, and a screenshot of the email from Justin to Rana. So it's all out there in public. There's no way that she can deny it. Yet they still try to equivocate and say that somehow it's false. So I've released everything.
And Bernie Kerik has privately verified everything you've just said. I mean, he said this is how it went down. I was at the dinner, and this is, you know, this is what happened. So
and Bernie also did publicly on my show, Just the Truth, last night. He came on and he publicly affirmed that as well.
Interesting. What's going on at the RNC here, Jenna? This is disturbing information, especially for people giving millions of dollars to the RNC.
Well, so the RNC is basically DNC light. What their proposition is here is that they just want to have a what they call, you know, kind of a big tent sort of thing. We need to keep the majority. But really what they want to do is keep themselves in power. And so the RNC and the DNC actually need each other, because if they can stir up the pot and keep the American people in fear that if we don't have the RNC fighting for us in Washington, then oh no, right? And they fundraise off of this. But the establishment, and we can see this through Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, Ronna McDaniel, all of these people that are in leadership of the Republican Party, they have never truly backed Trump. We saw that with Mitch McConnell when he came out after the second impeachment hoax. His speech from the floor was shocking, trying to throw Trump under the bus and say, you know, he's done, basically. The RNC has never truly supported President Trump, because President Trump came to Washington in order to get rid of the swamp. And to the swamp, the RNC. That's the problem here. They have never supported Trump. They have put up with him and tolerated him. But in the aftermath of the 2020 election, Justin Reamer said it best. He said the RNC actually fundraises more when a Democrat's in office, so let's just let this go. So what the American people, true conservatives, we need to back genuine conservative candidates. We need to give to them directly. We can give to President Trump directly to support the America First agenda. But we need to not give a single dime to the RNC until the RNC leadership is removed. Ronna McDaniel needs to resign. And the RNC should be helmed by people who are truly genuine conservatives, who are not going to go tweeting about Pride Month. They're not going to want this, you know, big tent. They are willing to stand up for the truth, for Christian conservative values of family, faith, and freedom, and say, we're going to stand against the CRT. We're going to stand against infrastructure. If we can reach an agreement, we're not going to compromise on our values.
And let me jump in here, Jenna. We've got a bad phone connection, but I think we got the gist of what you were saying there. All right. Well, folks, as Jenna said, she posted a screenshot of this, and I'm looking at it right now, and you can see it for yourself on her Twitter page. And the issue now is the RNC, they are not responding. They're claiming there is no evidence. Jenna provided the evidence. So there you go. It's a pretty easy slam shut case here. Jenna, we appreciate you coming on the show and explaining all of this. And folks, you can see it for yourself on Jenna's Twitter page. We've got a link to it on our website. All right, Jenna, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Todd. Absolutely. And thank you for always standing up for the truth. You are the best in the business for that, and I really appreciate you.
Well,
thank you. You're
kind to say that, Jenna, and that's all we can do here, folks. You know, again, we've invited both sides to come on. Only one side did, and she came to arm with the evidence. And you can't ask for much more than that. And there is something very odd something very odd going on over there at RNC headquarters. So we'll figure it out. We will figure it out. You know, we've been talking a lot about MyPillows, and I love them. Mike Lindell, a great friend of this program, a great friend of our former president, and he has come under attack because of that. Many people have tried to put him out of business, but thanks to you, he is doing just fine, and that's because he is a great product. And I got to tell you, those MyPillows, they will change the way you sleep. They don't go flat. You can wash them. You can dry them. They still maintain their shape. And best of all, they're made right here in the good old U.S. of A. And for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows at his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. Normally, that's, $40 more, so you're going to save $40. All of Mike's MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or you can call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. Folks, before we go to break, when you hear this kind of information coming out from the RNC, do you still trust the Republican Party? Are you still a member of the Republican Party? And do you think the Republican Party and Republican Party leadership has President Trump's back? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
This is just heinous. Heinous, I say. Despicable. Grace Baker from Princeton University. That's in New Jersey, by the way.
Never been there.
Princeton University, one of the Ivy League schools. I prefer a kudzu education to kudzu. Ivy League. Kudzu. That's Southern, you know.
Oh.
A Princeton University course is centered around correcting racist technology. Got to crack down on the racist technology.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. The Princeton University report says that soap dispensers are racist.
Wait, what?
Soap dispensers.
Watch out, Dyson. They're coming for the hand dryers. Those are the best ones, too.
The course ran 15 weeks, saw students attempting to overturn what was described as racial biases built into technology, and instead developed actively anti-racist solutions. Students were tasked to build and test systems that will embrace anti-racism as a core. They say that faulty soap dispensers are a signifier of institutional racism.
What?
You know, have you been in the men's room? You know, they have the soap there, and you got to hit it with the bottom of your hand,
no,
and then there's nothing there.
No, I haven't been there in the men's room, sorry.
Well, the ladies' room, the restroom.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I have.
I don't think that's necessarily racist. I just think that's lazy. That people, they don't have somebody there to fill up the soap dispenser with that nasty pink soap. You know, that's the cheap soap.
They're the worst at Walmarts. Mm-hmm. They never refill those dang things.
And
or the
one
paper
ply.
Towels. And then you got to use the terrible hand dryers that don't do any good. Unless you go to Costco, in which case you can use the Dyson ones. And those are the best.
There was Dove soap, by the way. This is not the first time that soap has been accused of being racist.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Dove soap? They had the ad where the woman was showed a black woman turning herself white because she was using the Dove soap.
I tell you.
I'm not a big fan of Dove. I like Irish Spring. I feel zestfully clean after it. Yeah. I'm just
Irish,
saying.
You got a little pep in your step.
Well, yes, the green soap, you know, in the soap aisle. I don't like the big perfumey
soap. You have a preference on green soap, I see.
Well,
I'm telling you, I'm trying to keep you. To keep you in check after earlier.
I know. Thank you.
Keeping you on the straight and narrow.
I'm trying to get my privilege in order. I got a perm in college. One, you know, everybody thought it would be funny to, for me to have curly hair, and I may have been that.
I can't imagine that.
It was not a good look for me, but I appropriated. I appropriated another person, another culture's hair, and that was wrong of me. All right, let's go to the phones. North Carolina, Jesse, WSIC, Statesville, North Carolina. Hi, Jesse. What's on your mind?
Sick and tired Patriot here. You doing all right, bud?
Jesse, I'm doing well. I'm trying not to culturally appropriate anything. You know, it's hard being a white guy in America these days.
I understand that. Hey, I never did get my book yet. How long does it thing usually take to get in?
Well, you know the post office these days. I don't know.
That's right.
Hang in there. It'll be there. It'll be there. What's going on, though, Jesse? What's on your mind?
So, I mean, I can relate to the lady you had on a while ago because the Patriots, they're setting back for decades. It just seems like that power ball just keeps getting tossed back and forth, you know? The way I've seen it, the Republican, Democrat, it just seems like two sides of the same coin. And they just toss that power ball back and forth. One act blatantly stupid, and the other acts like they're going to fix everything, but never do. So I mean, I can understand where she's coming. They're not conservative.
No, they're not.
There is some good ones in there. I'll give my hats off to Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, the guy. I mean, a lot of them that they are conservatives. But a lot of times you see a lot of the two sides of the same coin going on.
Jesse, you are a wise man, sir, and you're absolutely correct. We appreciate you calling in. We're going to have to skedaddle for a break here. But to finish your thought, that's the problem. And a lot of people are sick and tired of it. And to Jenna Ellis's credit, that is the solution. Just stop giving money. When you stop giving money, they're going to pay attention to you. And then maybe they will right their ways. Folks, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Todd Starnes Radio Show. Also, the place where you will find the number one Christian inspirational book in America. Thank you, Amazon. And folks, if you would like to help us maintain that position, all you need to do is go to Amazon and order a copy of my brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And I will be honest with you, it's actually cheaper on Amazon. I don't know how they do that, but it is. But anyway, we would love for you to get yourself a copy of our new devotion book. Coming up at the end of the month, we will be at the Billy Graham Library for a special book signing event. And all of you folks listening to us on WSIC, we want you to show up. And look, you folks in Hendersonville, we would love for you to make the drive over. It's a bit of a hike for you folks over in Morehead City, North Carolina, but some of you might want to drive over as well. We're going to have a great afternoon. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we would love to meet you and your family at the Billy Graham Library. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us from Newsmax TV, our favorite TV network, by the way, Tom Bazile. Tom, how are you today?
I'm doing great, and I have to really congratulate you on the success of the book. It's fantastic, and was very pleased to be able to interview you about it a couple of weeks ago on the Chris Salcedo Show, and so just terrific stuff.
It was a lot of fun, and we had a great time, and you do a terrific job filling in for Chris, who is a great American patriot. So thank you for those kind words. So you helped put us over the top, Tom.
Well, you know, I just like it when people take a different approach, and I think that's one of the things that this book does. And it's very practical, and it's the type of message that we need in this country right now.
So, I like that word you use, because normally we say off kilter. So, but I like that. I like it.
Tom, wow, where do we start here? A lot going on today. And, of course, the big story seems to be this crazy situation in Texas where you have all these Democrats who fled the state and are now, I guess, seeking asylum in Washington. Greg Abbott has thrown up he's thrown down the hammer, says, when you come back, you're going to jail. We're going to arrest you. I haven't seen anything like this in recent memory.
You know, the Texas Democrats have done this a number of times before. And, of course, you know, Democrats have fled the state in other places like Wisconsin. And it makes you wonder, where is the political courage? Are these people all just thinking with one mind, with one brain? Are they just a bunch of automatons and they do whatever the DNC tells them to do? But imagine if you were represented by one of those people. And you're in Texas, your legislator who you pay for has decided to scoot instead of do their job. I think that this is going to be a big win ultimately for Republicans and common sense Democrats too in the state of Texas, because this bill has been misrepresented, just like the Georgia bill, just like the Florida bill. This bill has been misrepresented right from the very beginning, and it actually expands access to the ballot box for every Texan. But again, you know, Todd, it's so unfortunate that these folks, they've bought into the systemic racism message of the Biden administration and the DNC, and they are derelict in their duty and violating the public's trust by what they're doing.
Well, they aren't, Tom. And of course, the broader issue here is making sure that the criminal activity that took place on Election Day in 2020 does not happen in 2022. And therefore, Republican state lawmakers have to step up and do something about that. Here you have a situation for, and again, let's just be honest here. I mean, we all know there was voter fraud. We haven't found the evidence. You know, and that's the problem. But when you've got a former U.S. attorney now writing a letter to President Trump saying, hey, Mr. President, we were told not to investigate. We were getting reports of voter fraud allegations and we were told not to investigate. What goes through your mind, Tom, as a journalist?
Well, look, we've had a politicization of our justice system in this country that really started, I think, during the Obama years. We see the selective prosecution. We see the weaponization of government, whether it's the IRS. We saw that during Obama. We expect that to continue now with a massive planned expansion of the agency. And you see the Justice Department being overtly political with respect to investigating the Republican Georgia election law. It's very hard to watch what's happened to the Department of Justice under the last two Democrat presidents. And I know that Donald Trump has had his problems with Bill Barr, but, you know, Bill Barr, I think, you know, attempted to do what the Department of Justice is supposed to do, and that is not look at the polling data and decide who you're going to attack and who you're going to go after. And not that I think that he was perfect or anything, but I think that Republicans have been hammering home that the justice system, the FBI, some of these other agencies that are supposed to be impartial, that justice is supposed to be blind, but that has gone out the window when it comes to the Democratic Party, especially this Democratic Socialist party that we're dealing with.
Oh, no doubt about that. I'm curious how things are going at Newsmax. It seems to me that people are just excited about the network. They've got a new, fresh look, a logo. And people seem to really be attracted to the messaging there.
Yeah, you know what? Because it's not corporate media. And I'm so glad that you said that, Todd. I really appreciate that. I know all of my colleagues appreciate that, because we really do try to view what we are doing as a public service to the country at a time when the leftists seem to control not only big tech and academia, but also what used to be this culture of nonpartisan journalism that we had that was relatively strong in the country for a long time, that has seemed, unfortunately, to gone to the wayside. And I know that my colleagues and I try very, very hard to give people the news, to give it to them straight, and to be a we're a pro-American network. We understand the formula for the country's greatness, and I think that our commentary, our reporting, reflects that. But again, it's not this corporate media that is bought and paid for by the by the other side. And people are very excited about it. Our numbers are very strong. And one of the things that is, I think, so exciting about Newsmax is that our apps are free. You can watch us virtually anywhere where you can get a signal for free. And the folks who are cutting the cord and who have access to Newsmax, we're in about 100 million households now in this country. So it is very exciting. And again, we do, Todd, look at what we do as a public service, not just a job, not just out there, hawking a line or something like that.
Well, I think it's terrific what you guys are doing, Tom, and we always appreciate you guys coming on the program. And I think our listeners really connect with the message that you guys are bringing every single day there at Newsmax TV. All right, Tom, where can folks go if they'd like to get some more information about you?
Sure, you can follow me on Twitter at Tom_Basile, or you can go to TomBasile.com, and you can watch me I host America Right Now every Saturday from 11 to 1 Eastern on Newsmax television. You'll see me throughout the course of the week as well.
All right, Tom Basile, ladies and gentlemen, from Newsmax TV on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. All right, Tom, God bless. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Wow, folks. I want to go back to this story about Chick-fil-A in New York State. This is crazy. So you've got a guy, he's a lawmaker by the name of Harry Bronson, and he is a member of the Alphabet People community, and he's very upset at Chick-fil-A. So the New York State Thruway, they are in the process of adding Shake Shacks and Chick-fil-A's to a lot of their stops. And the three gay lawmakers at the state capitol in Albany are very upset over this. Mr. Bronson has created a petition calling for Chick-fil-A to be banned. He says this is a civil rights issue. And he does not want Chick-fil-A restaurants being erected at 27 rest stops along Interstate 90. And so they've created this petition. He says that Chick-fil-A is anti-gay. He offers no proof other than the fact that Chick-fil-A gives to Christian ministries. And he says it's time for New York State to re-examine their choice of Chick-fil-A as an approved concession because their values, he said, go against or contrary to those of the Alphabet People community. And at what point do you just say, you know what, just ignore these people. Just ignore them. They're all a bunch of yahoos. Because this guy is clearly bonkers. You know, I wonder if they've actually ever eaten at a Chick-fil-A. If they would, I guarantee you their opinion would be very different. By the way, Grace, I don't know how they do the mac and cheese over there, but very good.
I think they put something special in it because it's delicious every time.
Always. And then this got the little crunchy parts, you know, with the cheese.
The little breadcrumbs.
Mm,
yep.
I love that.
Very good.
I do miss the carrot salad. They used to have carrot salad back in the day. That's an acquired, I think that's an acquired southern thing. Do they do carrot salad outside of the South?
I have never heard of carrot salad until you just said
it.
See,
I'm a huge fan of the carrot salad and the coleslaw, and they got rid of both. And they used to have a pretty good chicken salad sandwich back in the day.
See, that I'm surprised they don't bring that back.
I really wish they would. I really do. Years ago, when the Chick-fil-A thing was, you know, the boycott Chick-fil-A. And
all the rage.
I was a feature reporter at the time for Fox and Friends. And so my day was already done. I just happened to be in the building. And they were plotting the next day's Fox and Friends. And they were like, oh, we want to get like hundreds of Chick-fil-A sandwiches and put them on the Fox and Friends set. You know, this was like Fox and Friends standing in solidarity with Chick-fil-A.
Stack them like Lincoln Logs?
So the only place, the only Chick-fil-A at that time, the only Chick-fil-A in the New York City area was in Paramus, New Jersey, which was about 40, 45 minutes away. So they sent out an all call, and I just happened to be on the email list, and they were asking who's available. This is like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Who's available to go to the mall at Paramus, New Jersey, and get 200 Chick-fil-A sandwiches? And I didn't even think twice. I'm like, I'm there. I'm going. So we had it. I'm not kidding you. There's a limo. So they called the car service, and I've got a limo, and we're heading to Paramus, and that limo smelled like a Chick-fil-A restaurant.
I bet that was a very pleasant ride.
It was a lot of fun. They had ordered, I think, 200 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. They had 197 for the morning show.
I was just about to ask.
It was a long drive.
I'm sure whoever ate those 3 sandwiches, they were very hot when they ate them, and they were cold when they got to the set.
It was a very long drive back to New York City.
It was a long drive.
I'm just going to tell you, but had a great conversation. It was really fun. The line, it was so great because people were just flocking to the Chick-fil-A's to stick it to the alphabet people, and the lines were out the door.
I'm not surprised.
I mean,
people are serious about chickens
flying all over the place. And I'm talking to the owner, and he gave me a milkshake. It was one of the peach milkshakes. It was in the summertime.
Oh yeah, if they like forget to give you a straw, they're like, "Here's 2 straws and a free fry and Chick-fil-A sauce." You're like, "Wow, thanks. I just needed a straw."
I hate that Chick-fil-A felt like they needed to capitulate to the to the alphabet people. I really do, and that's sad. But because a lot of people went out, Governor Huckabee just can't stand him anymore. He really feels jilted,
man,
by Chick-fil-A. And I don't blame him. He went out there and, fought the good fight. And honestly, Chick-fil-A has a lot to – look, I still go there. It's a good chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
But I like Zaxby's.
I like Zaxby's, too.
And Bojangles.
I haven't had Bojangles. Have you had Slim Chickens?
Have had Slim Chickens.
That's good.
It's good chicken. Good chicken. All right. Well, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We've got to stop doing that. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
U.S. News came out with the top 10 places to live in the United States. And I'm not sure I agree with this list. For one thing, Collierville is not on this list. And I love the town of Collierville here in Shelby County.
It is a nice area.
Beautiful little town. Germantown, where I live, is not on the list.
I was going to say, I'm partial to Germantown.
Yeah, that's not on the list either.
Mm.
Here are the top 10 places to live in America. Number 1, Boulder, Colorado.
It is beautiful in Colorado.
Yeah, but they got all those liberals. And I'm sorry, but, trees grow everywhere. There are rocks and mountains everywhere. I just don't get that. Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. Yeah.
Again, North Carolina is beautiful.
It's a beautiful town. But
got married there.
Huntsville, Alabama is number 3.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Rockets, the Scientists. It's a good town. That's a fair enough. Fayetteville, Arkansas.
No.
You see, I'm not seeing that. Maybe it is, but I don't know.
Someone would have to give me a tour.
Number 5, Austin, Texas. Way too liberal. Way too liberal.
No, wait, Don. How are they judging these, though? Like, what's their criteria? Is it cost of living? Is it stuff to do? Family friendly? Jobs? Or political affiliation.
So this is part of their best places to live in the U.S., and they do this every year, and they have some key factors. They say, first of all, it's they talk about the job market, the price of housing, things like that.
Okay, where else is on this list?
Number 6 is Colorado Springs. I get Colorado Springs.
Never been there.
It's a fine town.
I've been there. There's a great hotel there called the Broadmoor. And Dr. James Dobson, Focus on the Family, invited me to speak at one of his gatherings there. Naples, Florida is number 7.
That makes sense.
Number 8, listen up, all you folks, WLOB, the Big Lobster, Portland, Maine.
Portland.
Number 8, beautiful town.
Oh, I believe it.
Great, great downtown area, too. Number 9, Sarasota, Florida. Okay. And here's number 10. And this is where I'm like, this is a bogus list.
Lay it on me.
Portland, Oregon. There's no way.
No.
I mean, unless you're like Antifa. Is this like the top 10 Antifa places to live?
Most dangerous place.
Who in the world? Right? Exactly.
Is that a typo?
Look, Portland is a beautiful city. But the liberals have ruined that town. Ruined that town. So there you go. U.S. News and World Report. They're best places to live.
It's a weird mix.
Yeah.
I don't know quite what I think about that.
You know what? We're going to come up with our own list tomorrow.
Okay.
Top 10 places to live in America.
If you're a conservative.
Well, that's a good point. Folks, get out there. Have a good day, America.